Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I hate to start an argument, but might be the best road show we've had yet this season so far here. No disrespect to Newport. No disrespect to Springfield.
I had never been here before the show, but each year you come here and you drive down the hill, it's like, it stops you.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't feel like New England or anything.
Yeah.
It feels like you're in like Hawaii.
No, you Cape Cod people, you've been incredible to us. Want to thank our host down here at WEII 96.3. Give them a round of applause. Woo! Over there. Our crew down here, we thank you very much. Thanks for having the show on, and thanks for hosting us down here for a couple road shows. We got to open up the Window World of Boston weather window, if we could, Shime, for Curtis. Curtis, with a forecast for the weekend.
I thought we were going to hear the Berkowitz clams drop. 62 degrees right now. I love when Ken likes it when I mock Shime. That was a nice laugh.
Not enough clams.
Ken Laird is generally mediocre, but at drops, there has never been anybody in the same stratosphere.
Agree. Nope,
nobody follows a show, enhances a show behind the scenes in ways that Ken
agree.
Did.
Although Chicken Nick does a fantastic
job. He does. That Will Fleming drop yesterday that Nick was playing, must have put the kibosh on it. I haven't heard it once today.
No disrespect, Shine, but he...
I literally played it right when you mentioned it earlier, Curtis.
No, I know. I was just one time.
Uh-oh.
I said it was a great drop. Uh-oh. I heard it once.
Chicken Nick, probably a better golfer also.
Definitely a better dresser.
I mean, his name's Chicken Nick. He probably eats Chick-fil-A better, too.
Yep. Probably does.
All right. It's 62 degrees here. 66 this afternoon if you're going to the Pearl for the Greg Hill Foundation event. Back home, going to be all right for, you know, tonight, not a lot of rain. But tomorrow is going to be rainy in the midday. Sunday, raw, 50 degrees. Going to be windy and cool and gross.
Boy. All right. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Before we get to Hill Notes, it is Mind Your Business, brought to you by Harbor One Bank. Harbor One Bank, they know your business like nobody's business. I think I know who Courtney thinks needs to mind their business this week.
Just bloggers in general. Let people have fun.
Well, I think you were criticized by a blogger because they suggested that your question of Lea Anthony on this show yesterday, where you asked if she was single, was objectifying her.
Yeah. Inappropriate, crossed a line, whatever.
Yeah.
And if you missed my lead earlier, you can go back and listen to it. But I talked to Lea before she came on. Yeah. I am always making sure people are comfortable when they're around me, especially women.
I would suggest to the blogger that she mind her own business, not Lea's business, and that... if Lea did not want to be on the radio, she would have, I'm sure, kindly said no.
Correct.
I also don't believe she would have gone to Instagram afterwards and said how much fun she had.
Correct.
So, okay. Anybody else need to mind their business?
I would just echo that and say that there is this new world where we – it's not enough to be victimized. It's that we get, like, victimized for the other. We get victimized on others' behalf.
Yeah.
And it's just so weird. Like, 20 years ago, if this were written, we'd send the person, like, away. We'd say, what are you talking about? She's on the story of the post saying I had fun.
Yeah, that's stupid.
If she was objectified and victimized,
so you'd think, dumb.
Like, is she, like, you know, Stockholm Syndrome? Like, what is going on?
I think I would guess that she's excited about the additional followers.
Right? She said she was.
Seems like that's important to people.
And excited about her brother that just made the big leagues.
Right.
Yes,
like,
yes.
It's kind of cool.
And the whole family seems very blown away by the response of them.
Right. She said she liked it, you know? She was like, oh, it's cool.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
The real Kevin Millar is in town for a booze cruise on Sunday. But this Kevin Millar wants to say, by the time we'll beat the Yankees this weekend, the Yankees going to turn to Larry Lunchmeat, Dunn the Dumbass, and Larry the Loser.
Kevin Millar has some great catchphrases that he uses.
Really does.
That was a great interview. We need to get Kevin Millar back on the show.
He's great. I loved him.
He was great.
Hey, guys. Chris Saunders here from WeBuiltTheCity.com. Inaugural winner. Just want to say thank you for the shout-out yesterday. I just want to say thank you to all the construction trades that do what we do. And I just want to say thank you to the Greg Hill Show for everything that you guys do. Looking forward to meeting you sometime. Thank you.
That was Chris. He was chosen by Catcher's Law as somebody who deserves a little recognition for building this city. And so he is somebody who built this city, 30 years iron worker.
Wow.
And a listener of the show. So congratulations, Chris.
Paying your way through Costco today takes everything you've got. Wish for sending Costco gift cards sure would help a lot. Maybe someone can find a way to make it free for me to get a VIP Costco card in my name. Cause Family Dollar is so lame. I'll do whatever it takes, brother. I'll wear a brassiere to a Red Sox game. I want a Costco VIP card in my name.
How great was that?
Oh, he is so good. I just like picturing him in his car, you know, ready to record. I love it.
Is it one take? Does he do it in one take?
He's
only?
Good. It sounds good.
Yeah. Well done.
Wiggy, I'm going to help you out, my guy, because people get confused all the time about the World Wars. Don't worry about it. So pretty much why World War I started was because you had Archduke Ferdinand. He was the leader of Austria and Hungary. Yes, Austria and Hungary were once combined countries. So pretty much he was assassinated by Serbian nationalists, and then Austria and Hungary and their allies declared war in Serbia. Serbia's allies declared war back, and pretty much each one by one countries kept getting dragged in. So there it is, my guy. Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. Go Pats.
We're gonna quiz you on that Monday.
I already forgot it.
He's like, I am hungry. Yeah.
I did see the movie 1917.
Yeah.
I did see that. I thought it was a good movie.
Who won? No.
I guess we won it at the end of the day, right?
We're 2-0 in World Wars, Wiggs.
All right.
Pretty wild, though, that a German submarine got all the way over here in World War I and attacked Cape Cod.
Yeah. Right.
Pretty wild.
It is amazing to me. I'm like, what's in Orleans that the Germans really want?
Probably the first piece of land that they saw, I would assume.
Get it. We need to go to Orleans.
That accent was not.
What was it? That was a German accent.
No.
That was a German?
That was
a
German.
Oh, it was not.
No?
Danke.
No, it was not. No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Night.
That was.
Is that German?
A little bit.
Or is that Russian?
Not really. Yeah.
I get my Russians and my Germans mixed up.
I was made in Germany.
We are aware.
I do love Russian actors, though.
Okay. Let's play the next one.
Okay.
I really don't have all that much to say this morning. Just one thing. I didn't forget you, Shime, and you still stink. Have a good day.
Thumbs down. If you're going to do the Shime Stinks, you can't say I don't have much.
Yeah.
No.
Gotta have some.
Your next chance to meet Shime at a road show will be the pregame next week in Hampton Beach. Am I right about that, Shime?
That's correct, Greg.
Okay. Great, great effort by Mitch, Twitch Mitch.
Twitch Mitch.
He's failing it, though.
Yeah, he is right now. Yeah.
He's sweating. Yeah.
Huh?
Said he's good.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's good. You look like you're going to die.
Yeah. You have the Chris Folly red face.
Squad! Can we get a fan on him? You look a little overheated.
How does Mitch look hotter than Santo when he arrived after biking 18 miles?
Also, I misspoke yesterday. I said that Mitch was 24. I thought he was very, very young. 31.
Mm.
Twitch Mitch.
31.
In his 30s.
And when
also
I do sweat, I don't shower.
Also, the amount of Long Island iced teas he had last night.
He tried to tell me he wasn't having any hard liquor. I said, you're drinking an absolute vodka cocktail. That is... Yeah, well.
Great job by Mitch. Great job. We should thank our whole crew.
He just said it's in a can.
Griff.
Eamon.
Ken Laird. Everybody associated with the group. Ashley
Carolyn.
From the foundation. Those sweatshirts sold out in 1 hour this
morning. Wow.
Thank you guys for that. Thank you for that. Sales Smoke is here somewhere. Krista's here running around somewhere. There she is on the way back.
Uh-oh. Can you say Smoke or did we set women back?
We're objectifying.
Yeah. We're objectifying her. All right. Go ahead, Sean.
It was awesome to meet you guys at Sea Dogs last night, but I'm still trying to figure out which was higher. Wiggy? Or his tube socks.
Did you have tube socks on?
No, I wear my three quarters.
Those are cool.
The three quarters. Yeah, I got my Hoochie Daddy shorts on, so don't get too close because you might get a little peek. I got the three quarters. My wife sent these in, so I'm wearing Hoochie Daddy because she dressed me.
Nice.
So.
All right.
We missed Mrs. Wiggins last night. I like having her out.
Yeah, she had a salon appointment, so she wasn't able to make it. And then coming to the Cape, if you don't leave before noon, forget about it.
Yeah.
We are beach sexers.
Yes.
This was just a scouting mission.
Yeah. Sitting in traffic. But when I showed her the place, she was like, oh, man, I should have came.
Yeah.
I was like, yep.
If Coco had a boat, it would be called Smoko on the water. And she could name the little dinghy the Santo. Coco, you haven't said anything back. Don't let these haters get to you. They're jealous. You let your star burn bright, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Shrapnel.
Minus the dinghy part.
Yeah, right.
Quit playing with your dinghy. That's like Chris Farley's favorite line.
I will tell you that Santo is such an... He takes a little bit of abuse.
He does, yeah.
Not justified.
Nope.
And he is an extraordinary man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And so give him a giant...
He's an angel.
Huge round of applause for being here.
Three years just celebrated.
Yep,
yes.
We sure did. People said that the over-under was set at 1.
Uh-huh.
Hammer that over.
So is that are you officially out of the window for gift-giving, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's ended a while ago.
I have a wedding gift coming. It could be at the end of the show today.
Wow.
You never know.
Get me a Defender?
You never
This know. National Grid helmet.
You never know.
Gotcha. National Grid want to come on and talk about 811 Dig Safe after watching Shime trying to get out of that sand trap?
Coco, you're a talented and professional badass. Don't stop doing what you're doing.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
I mean, you're so nice. I would have never done this or thought to do that. You're so nice that you reached out and asked Leah Anthony if it was okay to ask her if she were single.
Yeah.
That's a very nice thing to do.
Yeah, I never want to be the gotcha person, you know? Like, it's a conversation. Everybody should feel comfortable and have fun.
So nice.
Jealousy, you know what it is, Courtney. Yeah. People are jealous.
Yeah. Amen.
Go, darling. Oh, it's Trivial Bertie Love. I overslept here. The ladies and I had a yacht regatta off of Race Point. Now I'm racing down from P-Town to you, dear, and if anyone sees a ruby red Range Rover with a handsome gentleman with perfectly manicured hair, it's yours truly, darling. I simply must see Greg in that enticing waffle top. Oh, and I purchased a present for Gregory at Jordan's parents' sex shop. I just can't wait to see him tiptoeing into the chilly Atlantic in the hot pink mankini I purchased for him.
All right. Traffic tough from P-Town, so I don't know if he'll make it or not.
The best.
But Curtis was there and did get the opportunity to at least see the, I don't know what else to call it, the sex shop that is owned by the parents of Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
It was kinky.
What's it called?
Eros. Toys of Eros.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Did you go in it, though? Like to, you know, get a little gamble?
I was just... passing
isn't
by.
It Eros?
Yeah, isn't it Eros?
Eros.
Like Curtis the god of love?
Yeah.
Why would I go into a sex shop by myself in
Pete? Shine. No one's going to correct
me. I'm with you. I had it too. I was with you.
Yeah. It's like gifts, you know. You get gifts for your lady, you know. I think a lot of people go to sex shop.
I did go to the fudge shop.
They used to have Condom World on Newberry Street.
No, I think, what is it, Amazing? Like a lot of people go to sex shops.
Curtis is a... strictly missionary guy.
Right, yeah. Greg is just a waffle guy.
But just to be clear, it's not Eros.
It is not. It is Eros.
It is not. Eros.
Well, it's spelled Eros.
Yeah, the god of love, though.
Get you some good smelling oils.
I'm actually proud to pronounce it wrong.
Okay. I'm going to say that moving forward.
Were her parents there?
They were trying out some new stuff.
Okay.
That's it. All right. Oh, wow, that's a pretty good
test
sex
drive.
Shop.
Yeah, well, they buy it used, less expensive.
Go ahead, Sean.
I keep hearing about this nude Tom Brady statue that they're going to have at Gillette Stadium. I mean, Curtis will love it, but isn't that inappropriate? Oh, new. New statue. New. My mistake.
Wiggy suggested during his lead this morning that you should not put a Tom Brady statue up if you aren't going to put a Bill Belichick statue up.
Yeah.
And I think you said because fans will be disappointed.
Well, don't you think? Because people are going to go there and they're going to go, where's the Bill statue? Right? When you think of great organizations that had the fortune to have the greatest quarterback to ever play the game and the greatest coach and have them together for 20-plus years for your organization to win you 6 Super Bowls. I mean, I don't know about Pittsburgh Stadium, but who was the – Ken, who was the coach that won all those Super Bowls for Chuck Noll, right? You got to put up a statue of
So if you were going to put up a Terry Bradshaw statue, you would have to have a Chuck Noll statue.
Right. I mean, isn't that what people would be thinking about, right? When you're going to Gillette Stadium and there's this giant, you know, statue that Brady does deserve and he should have one, but where's the Belichick statue?
Yeah, and I feel like also it's in terms of the history of the NFL – coach, quarterback, record, all of those things. Bill and Tom are number one by miles.
Right.
So, greatest offensive season ever.
Right. 2000. Right? I mean, but yeah, in every single possible metric about winning, they are number one by a landslide. Like, I mean, how many years was Chuck Noll and Terry Bradshaw Ken together? 10.
Yeah,
so
probably.
You're looking at 22 years for Brady and Bill.
I understand why you're doing it, but you're also assuming that they won't at some point erect a Bill Belichick statue.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's why my lead was that way, because I don't believe, based on the dynasty, kind of their rocky relationship and how it ended,
yeah,
that they're ever – will they put him in the Patriots Hall of Fame? Yeah. But will you have a Belichick night like you had Brady night?
No.
I doubt it. And will you have a Belichick statue like you have a Brady? I doubt it. And I think it's more their relationship, whether it's Robert or Jonathan, who becomes the owner of the team. I just can't see – them going, oh, Bill, we want to do this for you. I that's just me. I just, because I feel like the relationship is really strained.
Yeah.
And at least
what is your guess at what moment, what way in which they portray Tom Brady in the statue?
Oh, I have mine already set up.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Well, there's one nude. I won't get to that. But the other is when they won Super Bowl 51, and he's on the dais getting the Super Bowl trophy after that comeback, which was that singular moment is the greatest moment in the history of Boston.
Hat on backwards.
Yeah. No, his hat. He goes, and we're bringing this sucker home, and he's got the trophy over the – that is what I would do.
But that's, see, here's a good – that's a great question that you asked, Greg, because I heard Jones and Keith talking about this yesterday, where they feel like
– Ken wants it to be the strip sack against the Eagles.
Where they feel like it has to be an action shot with his helmet on.
Well, I think it should be. Like, I know, like the red Auerbach one, for instance, sitting on the park bench. Is that red statue?
Yes, that's a red Auerbach.
That, to me, is not – like, what is that? Like, what,
like sitting on, but that's different.
That's different than winning the Super Bowl, though, and having it above your head. Like, I think that he doesn't have a Doug Flutie like photo. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, does
well, he has a million?
But you see the Doug Flutie one, you know the exact play that you're talking about. Tom Brady, I don't think that if you were to put an action shot in a statue form, you're like, oh, that's from this game when this happened. Whereas right, if you have Curtis's idea of after a Super Bowl, you can bring yourself to that moment immediately.
Well, and Jones and Keith were talking about, it's like Peyton Manning has a statue in Indianapolis, him throwing a football. I mean, think about all the shots of Brady, like, but throwing the like, you know, like that with the football. So I guess it is a great question. I was thinking maybe how he comes running out, or, you know, LFP. So I don't really know. Yeah.
Do you think they'll have Alex Guerrero's body sticking out of his ass?
Oh, my God.
Wherever Brady's doing, I guarantee you Guerrero's on his hamstring or something like this. Oh, yeah. A bronze statue.
Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, good news, Greg Hill Show. On the way to the Cape for the road show today. Told my boss it was my second cousin's birthday in August. He said, take the day off. Thanks for the advice, Curtis.
Love it.
Any days off scheduled next week, like if James has a bowel movement or something that you need to celebrate? Or,
you'll be working
a full week next week?
I'm done with him. He did his first day, last day. Things I like, Mommy, Arjun, Freya, and music with Mr. Brian.
Oh, no.
You weren't in there at all?
No.
What the hell?
What's Arjun?
Who's Mr.
And
Brian?
Freya, what is that?
Mr. Yeah. Brian's his favorite bald guy.
What's Arjun and Freya?
They're classmates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, Sean.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Hill Notes. Round of applause for those who left the Hill Note.
Good job.
Brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, please call Coleman.
It's electric.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.